Sports Journal Media Center Bar, number one qualifier in pro stock. Greg Anderson, 6.507 at 212.33 miles an hour. His fourth of the year, 91st of his career. And he'll face David River in the first round. Talk about conditions out there. You know, you guys ran good yesterday. Then you come out today and also, run two pretty good passes.
Yep, as I said yesterday, it felt great last night. But I just knew coming out today it was going to be a little bit cooler. And these cars are so dependent on atmospheric conditions. And when you get cooler temperatures like that, we've got a huge barometer out here today, huge high-pressure system, low humidity. All three of those ingredients just make these pro stock cars fly. So it's a ball to drive them in conditions like this. It's fun, and you're just hoping you can set some kind of a track record or a world record and run fast. And that's what I love about driving these race cars is going fast. I just want to go fast, Cole. You know, so it's neat. You know, and as I said last night, it's all races kind of pay the same amount of points, and the trophy's the same when you win, and it feels just as good at the end of it. But it's so much more fun to run in conditions like this as a driver, because this is why we do it. We do it to go fast, and these are conditions you can go fast in. And I just like I said earlier, you stage the car and you've got a grin on your face, and you're grinning all the way down the racetrack. It's a cool feeling. So beautiful day, big crowd out here, and fans are very, very much into the racing around here, so it's just a feel-good weekend all together, and tomorrow's going to be very close to what we have today, maybe just a couple, 3 degrees warmer, but still going to be very fast, and so many cars in this class can win right now that, you know, it comes down to thousands how you run, and you know, I'm number one qualifier by like 3/1000ths of a second, but that's as good as a mile right now, so that's pro stock racing. It's decided by thousands, and that's why you feel so good at the end of the day when you get the job done.
Does this challenge you when the conditions are this perfect?
It does, because it as I said last night, it's a great equalizer for everybody. Everybody's able to make real quality runs with their race cars when you have a racetrack underneath you like this. So it kind of tightens up the pack, and those thousands decide, you know, from one to number eight, what have we got, 1/100 of a second or so? It's just crazy. So you can't miss one shift by 100 RPM. You can't stage the car too deep. You can't make any mistake if you want to, you know, be number one and you want to get every spot you can get. So everything got to be perfect, and a lot of luck involved to still get that number one spot. So far, so good. Everything's worked out great, and I've made four very high-quality runs, and It's just a blast to drive out here.
91.
That's a good number.
What is that?
That's a nice round number.
91 is a lot.
That's a nice number. It really is. And, you know, you get to wear this green hat, this green mellow yellow hat, and it's just a cool feeling. You won the day, you know, and the race is tomorrow, but each day we come out here, and it's no different when we go to a place where we test our race cars and there's a half a dozen other pro stock cars out there. You're trying to run as fast as you can, and at the end of the day, did we win the test today? You're trying to win every day, and every day you go and you compete, you try to be the best of that day, no different than a golfer or a football player or anyone. You try to be the best on that day, and you worry about tomorrow. So far, so good. Two great days, and going to hope for a third great day tomorrow.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.